Welcome to the Uncharted Entrepreneurs Podcast. If you're ready to tap into your God-given strengths, discover simple success strategies, and set that dream that's buried in your soul free, this podcast is for you. Hi, I'm your host, Sherry Miter. I went from building a chimney cleaning business with my husband to ranking in the top 1% as a leader in network marketing to my true calling as a visionary strategist and coach. I'm passionate about helping others navigate the sea of business and life. If you're ready to leave the daily grind behind and discover the joy of entrepreneurship, let's untie those dock lines and set sail. We are going into uncharted territory. Welcome back, friends, to the Uncharted Entrepreneurs Podcast. I am your host, Sherry Miter, and this is episode 102, and we're talking about what every entrepreneur, leader, and sailor needs to know, and you will see why in a few minutes. And today we're going to talk about really about focus and, you know, knowing where you're headed. I mean, do you really know what your vision is for your life? Do you have a clear path to get there? And, or do you sometimes lose sight of what you really want and get distracted by all the shiny things that are along that path? It's so easy today to get distracted, isn't it? And I am the worst. Like, I so have shiny things syndrome. Message me if you suffer from shiny things syndrome like I do. So today I wanted to talk to you a little bit about that focus and knowing the direction you're going. And I'm going to give you three rules to help you with focus today. And then in episode 103, so the next episode, we'll talk about the steps to get clear on your destination, how to keep from getting distracted. So today's kind of an overview, and then in episode 103, we'll dive deeper into the how-to. So, you know, the steps to use to design your career, your business, and all of that will align when you get clear on where you're going and the destination, and what's the best way for you to get there. Because let's face it, there's a zillion ways to get to the same destination. And if you are a leader or entrepreneur who's plugged into anything on social media, you're probably like me. I am constantly getting bombarded because, you know, once we buy something, Facebook knows that. Or if we talk about something, right, we get the ad about it. So Facebook realizes I am a course junkie. So I am constantly getting ads for the latest course, the latest how-to, and each one is different than the other. Sometimes they're very similar, but just a different personality to the person giving the course, or sometimes it's a totally different thing. You have everything from, you know, do a high-ticket program to do a penny program, you know, and everything in between. So I don't want to get distracted off onto that tangent, but you know what I mean. So there's so many ways to get to that destination. And if we try to listen to this voice over here and then this person do this and this person do that, that's where we just get confused. And again, if you're like me, sometimes we just shut down and we do nothing because it just gets so overwhelming. So I want to try to bring us back today. Let's get focused today on, number one, what we really want. And then two, what feels right for us? What's the right path for us? So let's start with talking about that focus. Did you know that if you are on a ship or a boat and you are suffering from seasickness, research has found that the best way to control the seasickness is to get focused on a steady point someplace in the horizon, something that's not moving on the horizon, and just focus in on that. And that will help you with the seasickness. And I know sometimes the thing we want to do is abandon ship, first of all, right? If we're getting, now I am blessed, knock on wood, I don't normally suffer from seasickness, but I have been with others who do. And, you know, sometimes what they want to do is either like just get off the boat, but that's not always possible, or they just want to curl up in a ball and go to sleep somewhere down in the cabin. And that is actually the worst thing to do. If you're suffering from seasickness, you do not want to go inside of the boat and curl up and just go to sleep and forget about it. You want to stay outside, focus on that one steady point, and just keep your eye on that thing. And isn't that so true with us with business? And that's actually going to be rule number one. Look to the future goal vision you have for your life and think about how your business can help you create that. And just like that poor person on the boat, sometimes we can get so overwhelmed because we get distracted and we kind of forget, why are we even doing this? Why are we working? What are we working for? Where are we going with this? And we're just spinning around in circles that we get ourselves so overwhelmed that we just want to curl up in a ball and forget about everything. But if we can stay focused on that one thing that we want more than anything in life, that one destination that we're looking for, you will find that you will not be getting tossed around by the sea of chaos, by the sea of possibilities, by the sea of all the different ideas out there. And you definitely won't be hurling over the side of the deck like somebody with seasickness. So that's rule number one, is stay committed to what you really want for your life vision, your life goal. And of course, we need to know what that is. So if you're not even clear what that is, you don't know what to even focus on, make sure you tune in to the next episode, 103, where we kind of go through the steps to get clear on where are you going? What do you really want? And then what aligns with your values that will help you get there? Because as I already mentioned, there are so many ways to get to the same destination. And they're all good ways, but they're not all the right way for you to get there. What works for somebody else may not be the best thing for you. So it's really getting crystal clear on that. So rule number one was just look to the future, your future goal or vision you have for your life, and think about how your business can get there and stay focused on that one thing. Okay, rule number two is focus on the direction you want to go. Okay, another little lesson for you. If you are driving in a snowstorm or a rainy, you know, on a really rainy torrential downpour night, you know, one of those nights where you can barely see the road. And I don't know about you, but I hate driving in that weather. I'd actually rather drive in a snowstorm than on a really rainy, dark night. But if you start to skid, whether it's because of the rain, because of the snow, or some other situation, you're driving in your car and you start to skid, the first thing the professionals recommend is first just take your foot off the brake and the accelerator pedals. But then one of the most important things to do, where a lot of people forget because they panic, is you want to make sure you look in the direction you want your car to travel. So if you're starting to skid, you don't want to be looking at the tree that you're afraid you're going to hit. Because guess what? If you focus on the tree, you just raise your chances you're going to go hit that tree. But if you focus on the road and getting back on the road, your car will automatically start to steer because you're going to start to steer in that direction. So you always want to look to where you want to go. And, you know, it's kind of like if you've ever been riding a bicycle or even in a boat. My husband and I laugh because we make fun of, we always like, you're drifting. But we all do it. It's just human nature. If you're driving along, whether you're in a car, you're on a boat, you're on a bicycle, and you look to your right, guess what? You are automatically going to start to drift to your right. Like, it's just the way it works. And it's the same thing for us when we are in business or in life. What we start to look for, we will get more of, and we will naturally start to go towards that. So make sure you stay focused on the direction you want to go. Sometimes I work with clients and they're so focused on the past, or they're so focused on what somebody else is doing, or on the mistakes that they've made, or the time that they wasted. And again, I'm guilty of this myself. Most of you know, if you follow me, I'm in the process, fingers crossed, it'll be done this week, of finishing up my certification to be a Gallup Strengths Coach. And I keep saying, I wish I would have done this a year ago, when it was finally my husband's like, quit saying that. Like, that's not serving you. That's like, you can't go back in time. We can't fix things we didn't do, or things we did do, or wasted money, or whatever. All we can do is focus on the direction we want to go. We can't fix the past. So only look to where you want to go. And again, it's putting those blinders on and staying focused on that thing. And as promised, in episode 103, we're going to go through some steps to get clear on what that goal is. So with episode 103, you're going to have to get clear on your vision, get clear on the goal, because they are different, and then the path to get there. So rule number two, again, which is focus on the direction you want to go. Quit looking at what you haven't done, or what the mistakes you've made, or the past, and blah, 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 you know? Rule number three, look for what you want more of. That's kind of hard to say. Look for what you want more of. So what do you want more of? Look for it. It's there waiting for you. Have you ever noticed when you buy a car, and maybe you don't know anybody that has this model of car, and definitely not this color. It's like this new color that they just came out with. And you think you're going to be the only one with that make and model and color of that car. But you drive it home off the lot, and what do you see? You see the same exact color, or the same exact make and model of that car, right? Or for the women listening, remember when you were pregnant? And once you got pregnant and you're walking through the mall, or you're walking around, it seems like every other woman you see is pregnant. Now, those cars have been there all along. Those pregnant women have been there all along. Well, maybe different pregnant women, but there's always pregnant women. But it's because we're not focused on that. Our mind is not looking for those things, because prior to being pregnant, prior to buying that car, we didn't even know they existed. We know pregnant women exist in the world, but you know what I mean. We're not looking for them. And that's just, and I don't know how it works. And it's one of those things that we just have to accept that it is. When we start looking for things, the universe aligns and we start finding them, good and bad. So if you were in business right now and you are looking for more clients, if you're crystal clear on who those clients are, you'll start to find them. And you know what? They're looking for you. They're going to start to find you, because the universe is just going to align the two. Versus if you keep saying, no one is buying anything right now, no one is looking for my services, no one is yada, yada, yada. Guess what? That's what you're going to find. You're going to find the people who aren't looking for things. Same thing. If you are looking for problems, you're going to find them. If you start looking for solutions, you will find them. Have you ever noticed there are certain people in the world that just, their life just always seems to be revolving around problems? Personally, problems in their life, problems in their family, problems in their health, problems in their job, because that's what they look for. Versus people, we all have problems, but we don't focus on them. You will rarely hear me talk about the things in our life that's not going well. It doesn't mean we don't have problems. I just choose not to spend time focusing on them. Every once in a while, I'll let some slide out there just so you know I'm human. But focus on what you want more of, and you'll get more of it. So if you don't want more problems on it, start focusing on the solutions and what's going right in your life. Start a gratitude journal even. Also, If you feel like you are lost and you don't know where to go, start looking for the right mentors, the right coaches, the right courses, and you will find them. They'll start to align with you. Hey, nowadays, like I said before, all you got to do is say it out loud and Siri will hear you and she'll pass that message on to Facebook. And the next thing you know, there will be an ad for whatever it is you're looking for. So, you know, Facebook is the now universe of those things. It's kind of creepy, isn't it? But anyway, you know what I mean? They're out there waiting for you. We just have to open our eyes to look for them. So what are you looking for? What do you need right now to find the success in your business and life? Start getting crystal clear on who they are, what they are, what it is you need, and be open to looking for it. You'll start to find that. So that's rule number three. So again, just to quick review, rule number one was look to the future, your goals, your vision you have for your life, and think about how your business can help you create that. Rule number two, focus on the direction you want to go. And rule number three is look for what you want more of. Hey, I said it without getting tongue-tied. So again, in episode 103, we are going to go through seven, possibly more, steps to get clear on your vision, your goals, and the steps to take you to get you to your desired destination without getting seasick, distracted, or skidding into a tree and missing out on what's right in front of you. All right, my friends, until next time, this is your host, Sherry Miter. And just a reminder is, you know, life is short. So figure out what is your destination and enjoy the journey that's going to take you there. Also, one more last thing. If you could do me a huge favor, I'm going to put the link. I have an assessor, a little quiz going out there. I'm trying to create a membership for my Uncharted Entrepreneurs and Leaders community. And I would just love your feedback. If you are a leader, entrepreneur, network marketing, if you could just take 2 minutes and fill out the survey, that would really help me out. And let me know if, you know, what people are looking for that kind of thing. Also, stay tuned for hopefully a big announcement coming this week. Follow me on Facebook, probably have it on Instagram and LinkedIn as well. But fingers crossed, the big announcement will be done by the end of the month. And I can't wait to share that with you. Thanks as always for listening to the show. And we'll catch you back in episode 103.